Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hammer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing this back. A little band from Texas, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, the president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Publications, Inc.?
No, Bottom Line Inc.
BottomLineInc.com, folks. So check that out and find their twice-monthly outstanding publication that they send out. It's just absolutely chock-full of good information on everything you can think about. And don't forget the annuals. They're beautiful. You'll want to lay them out on your coffee table and after you read them. Sarah, one of your Bottom Line magazines has an article in there about great products that last forever. And I actually own one of the ones that you have in your story.
What's that?
The coffee grinder.
Oh, do you? I was going to think it was the cast iron skillet.
I've got cast iron skillets that are over 100 years old, and I use them all the time. I cook with them all the time. So you're right about cast iron skillets, but not the new ones. All my cast iron skillets are older than I am.
They're like family heirlooms.
Oh, yeah. No, they're amazing. But no, I bought a Krupp's coffee grinder. A simple coffee grinder at least 30 years ago. And it's still grinding. Now I don't use it, you know, every day, but I've had it and it still works.
Wow, and I
bought another one for another place and I bought one just like it. As close as I could get to it.
Did it? Bottom line knows.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that's in there, let's talk about the standing desk, because I think this is so important.
Standing desk.
For you and me and everyone else that's listening, that they're business owners, right? So you're sitting on your butt all day in meetings and everything else. Now, one thing that there's a lot of study on, even if you exercise every day for 30 minutes, if you spend the rest of your time on your tush, then it actually increases your risk of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, you name it, all of it.
You're going to say what they're saying now, right? You're going to go ahead and finish that, right?
Sitting
is the new cancer.
It is. Yes. Sitting is the new. Yeah, it's horrible. So what we need to do is move and change. And when we redid our offices recently, we gave people the option of having what's called a standing desk. So that rather than sitting at your desk all day, then you can vary the height of your desk and you can stand as well. So sometimes you're sitting, sometimes you're standing. And it has tremendous benefits for just moving your blood, right? So you need to move. So up and down and you need to move. But it also reduces neck pain and back pain. So when
That's
you're standing
right.
in...
create dangerous things like blood clots.
Right. You know, you talk about sitting in airplanes and had blood clots, and you and I have talked about that. You had, you know, a family member with an issue.
Yes. In a car.
Right. So, but if you're, it's the same thing if you're sitting in meetings all day long.
That's right.
So there's a company called Varidesk. So it's not like we bought furniture that actually went up and down for us.
Right.
Because we really took it very seriously. Mm-hmm. But there's something called a Varidesk, V-A-R-I-D-E-S-K.
That's a brand.
It's a brand. There's a number of them, but this one is the best brand. And it's basically a platform that you put on any desk. They come in different widths and sizes. It's not expensive. It's a few hundred dollars. And that allows you to vary, to move your computer up and down so that you're able to get your blood moving, get your butt, you know, get off your butt. Super effective. We had people even before we moved who were doing this and using them.
You may remember, Sarah, I think I've told you this, but for almost 20 years now, my show will be 20 years old in November. I have done 2 hours of radio 5 days a week pacing. There's no chair within 20 feet of me in my studio.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, yeah. No, the only time I've ever done my show sitting down, if I came to your business and broadcast from your location, you'd have a table for my equipment and everything.
Right.
I would sit down while I was interviewing you face to face.
That's great. But, and you get movement. You're getting your own little exercise.
I'm walking. I've worn out an Oriental rug in 20 years. Pacing. No, seriously.
So how many paces do you get in that?
I need to put one of those Fitbit things.
You need a pedometer.
Up. I do, but there's no telling because I'm never not moving while I'm doing my show for 2 hours.
Oh, I think that would be great information. You should get a pedometer.
I need
track
pedometer.
And see how far you walk in those 2 hours. Yeah. I think that would be.
I do believe that it's helped me to stay a little healthier. I don't think there's any question about that.
Oh, no.
Because the rest of my day is not like that. The rest of my day is cranking out stuff and managing business. Which,
well, I think, I don't know if I've told you this. My father-in-law had been a smoker. He'd had some drinking issues when he was young. Never when I knew him. But he ate terribly, but he exercised religiously for the 35 years that I've known him. He exercised. Mm-hmm. And I swear that because he moved his body and oxygenated his body constantly.
Yep.
That's what had him living till he was 88
years
old.
It's a big deal.
Huge.
There's no question about it.
You need to keep that, because it's not just your blood pumping, but it's bringing oxygen to all your organs. You know, how do you heal? You bring oxygen in.
Yep. So the Varidesk, that's a good idea. And I think I think the younger employees probably are going to be more attracted to that than maybe other folks are.
You know what? It's been both, frankly.
Yeah.
Because all of us old, you know, creaky people go, oh, wow, this isn't so comfortable. It really, it does help your neck. It does help your back. A couple other things that we've got
quickly,
on there.
Quickly, can I have one more quick one?
Okay, so we've got a great, if you need a shredder, whether home or the office, Fellows has an amazing shredder that allows you to do 16 pages. You know, you don't have to pull all the paper clips off. Those go straight through. Credit cards go straight through. And shredders, you know what? And, again, we're not getting paid for any of this. Bottom line gets no ad revenue.
They just
so it's not
up
like
the
someone
best
paid
one.
Me to promote this.
Picked up the best one. So, folks, check it out. And that's in the August 1st issue. August 1st issue. So check
that
it out.
That is correct.
BottomLineInc.com is the website. Yeah. Quick break. Stay with us. More to come.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.